بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا. There is a small part of the ayah on the various other prohibitions that Allah Ta'ala has made, things which Allah Ta'ala has commanded to test us and to see whether we will respect those commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Just to recap again, at the beginning of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, firstly, the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala, a person should not disrespect them. And in that was the Kaaba Sharif, Arafat, Muzdalifah, etc., Adhan, etc., many other things also, which are all the shi'ar of Islam. A person should respect and honor them. And then Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. We should be aware when are the sacred months, and in those months where the rulings which are given, that is, ibadat is more rewarding during those months, and in those months sinning is also more greater. So we should be aware of those months and keep away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And then about the animals of the Qurbani animals that are taken to the Haram Sharif, that is to Mina, where they are slaughtered, they also should be respected, and especially those Qurbani animals which have got signs on them, that is something is put on them around their neck and it is made clear. So now when it is made clear, then a person should respect it even more. And he has got no excuse to say that he did not know. And there should be no all scams, etc., with regard to the Qurbani animals, etc., which unfortunately take place. And also that the people who are going for Hajj, they shouldn't be interfered with. And as we had read, this ayat particularly was referring to the non-Muslims who in their distorted view, they were following the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they used to make Hajj according to that. And they should seek the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So even them, the Quran at that stage allowed them and said, don't interfere with them. However, when the ayat was, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا, when the ayat was revealed, now they were not permitted anymore. And all that, Allah Ta'ala says, the further instruction is, وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاسْتَادُوا. One command was that when you are in the state of ihram, then do not hunt any animals, nor the animals of the haram, and do not hunt them. But now when you come out of your ihram, then you are now permitted that you can now hunt animals, and that was referring to animals of the land. In the state of ihram, in the respect of ihram, that it was not allowed to hunt. There are those days, Hajj of course was very different from what it is today. Today we travel, we don't even really see any animals to be hunted or anything. But when people should come on foot, etc., and they need to travel long distances, and many people put on their, from their homes, etc., and traveling long distances for months upon end. So in the state of ihram, one prohibition was that do not hunt any animals of the land, neither the animals of the haram. But once you have completed your Hajj, you have completed your Umrah, now you are permitted. Now you can hunt those animals. So all these are the signs of a person in his heart, how much he will respect and honor the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and how much he will respect. And Allah wants to see that how much he is in his heart is the fear of Allah, and how much he will fulfill the commandments of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala bring this in all aspects of our life, that we respect the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we the prohibitions which Allah has made, we see to it that we stay away from those prohibitions. We don't break those prohibitions. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.